So this morning, we already heard the Old Testament scripture about Ruth and her daughter-in-law, Naomi and her daughter-in-law, Ruth. And we saw, and if you know that scripture, you saw where she actually was freeing her daughter-in-law from being with her and told her, go back and be with your family, be with your people, be with your God. And Ruth said to her, no, I'm going to stay with you. She was determined to stay with her mother-in-law, and she was dedicated to providing a service to her. Well, if you know a lot more about that story, you also know that they found favor in a man named Boaz. And Boaz allowed Ruth to reap and work in his field and get all of the grains and the leftovers. And he even told his people, leave her alone and left more for her. Well, he did it because he liked her. But we, as the United Church of Christ, we help people all the time. People that we don't even know. People we've not even met when we share what we have. See, people are displaced today just similar to how Naomi, Ruth, and their daughters were. They were displaced, and they were displaced because of the economic situation and losing sons, losing a husband. In their time and in their day, if you didn't have a man around, you couldn't make it. And so they had no way of making any ends meet. They didn't know how they were going to live. They had a disaster kind of their very own because they had no food, no way of going, no place to be. We have people like that today who have no way of making a living, no way of knowing what comes next. To be a refugee means to be separated from your home, everything that you know, your country, your community, your home. It means leaving your home country, your community, everything that you understand, you leave it behind. Except for maybe what you can carry on your back. Maybe what your small children can help you carry. They're forced to flee in some horrific situations in their home countries. Things that we will find hard just to imagine. But we are called by Christ to make sure that we are there to help those no matter what their situation is, and times of struggles. And this church, I understand, is doing some wonderful things. Wonderful because you are helping people on their journey, helping people to understand the love of God. There are so many refugees in the United States right now that there are more than has been since World War II. We're almost at 60 million refugees in the world. That's a lot of people. And an additional 33 million people who have been internally displaced from their homes, which means that they're in their country, but they just can't go back to their immediate community. Today, you might hear, though, that a lot of rhetoric about refugees. There are people who either love refugees and want to help them, like maybe this church, or there are people who absolutely hate them and think that the only compassion they have is for the people here in this community, and they say they want them to go back home, and they don't care about their situation. I don't know if you remember about almost 2 years ago now when the unaccompanied children came from Central America, where there were some really mean things that happened to those children, and people really wanted them to go home. And some of them had to return home if they didn't have any kind of family in the communities or family like us to step in and to help them. But today, because of the Syrian refugee crisis, today we're believing that that message is going to change. We're hoping that you won't hear things like send them back. Because the crisis is so out of control, we are hoping that the communication that we'll be sharing and advocating for is a more peaceful, a more humane treatment of people because of their situation. The church may be divided about that as well. What do we do? And I invite each and every one of us to do what your heart tells you to do. But for us, we will also raise awareness about what the government is doing and trying to do. So recently, just last week, I was on the road. I was already in California, but I saw where Church World Service sent a big thank you to the United Church of Christ because they wanted to make sure that they knew that our voices mattered and that the government indeed in the United States had made a difference by changing what they were going to do and making some strides to bring in more refugees to our country. But refugee work is not the only work that we do. As a matter of fact, when it comes to One Great Hour of Sharing, it's only about 14% of the offering goes towards refugee work. All the additional money we raise outside of that. But we also do disaster work. And if you know of anyone whose home has ever been damaged, that's just an inkling of what refugees go through. But in disasters, time of disasters, we are also there. The church, we are also there to help people to recover. We're there because we know in times of critical need, that's where the church is supposed to be. So in both of these situations, whether it's a refugee or whether it's a disaster, both in the United States or internationally, the way that we respond is to provide water, to provide shelter, to provide medicines to those in the community. And another way that this church in particular works is with the local community. And Tracy, that's why I was so excited when you were talking about the crop walk, because that helps in the local community reaching out to the broader world. I'm happy to have learned about your participation in the crop walk and in also making kits and all that you all are doing that maybe I don't know about. And I'm not saying that we're doing it all right, but we have to be doing something. I want to give you just a brief story before my time is up and just to tell you just about one person whose life we made a difference to. So this summer, I took a group of people, about 11 people. We all went to Japan and the Philippines. And a lot of times by the time we go, it's hot, the sun is shining, and the pictures don't even do justice to why we're there. It looks like we're having fun. But on this one particular day, the people greeted us in this community, and they were dancing and song, and it was beautiful. But we were there in the Philippines because of Typhoon Haiyan and how that typhoon had destroyed so many homes. And one pastor in particular told us about how she and her husband were in their house, and it started at 5 o'clock in the morning, the winds and the rains, so just kind of like in the video we just saw, that the winds and the rains, they came. And they were hunkering down after making sure everything was secure and tied down, and they were in a corner, but somehow the husband looked out the window, and the gate was open out front. And he insisted on going outside to close the gate. So he runs out, closes the door behind him, closes the gate. His wife screaming, "Don't go, don't go." Well, while he was at the gate, he noticed that there was water rolling in down the street. So he ran back to the house, and he could not get into that door that he had closed. And so he ran around the back, and instead of him going in, his wife and his son and they fled to a hospital that was located right behind their home, where the wife actually worked. And they went in and they got shelter. And they stayed until the winds and the rains went away. Well, they went back home, or where home used to be. And there was nothing there but a huge pile of rubble, their home, their lives. But it would have been them had the husband not run out. So God is definitely good. And so this pastor, Sale, she had to answer her son who said, you know, children ask the darnest questions. Where is God? How is it that God caused this rain to come? Well, she was able to answer that question after a few months because that hospital where they ran to seek shelter allowed them to stay there for 2 months. And then the United Church of Christ in the Philippines, one of their home offices, allowed them to stay until they were able to find somewhere else to go. See, this family had no one else in the community, and they would have had to leave. They had nothing. And so when we came on this day of dancing and sunshine on the beach, it was amazing because I didn't get it. In my scripture, in this message, I'm saying that we don't get it sometimes until we see it. But I didn't get it until the mother of one of the recipients of a new home cried. And she said, oh, my God, my child's life is being totally restored. And it was restored. And so these are just some of the things that we do. So how did she answer that question to her son? She said, yes, bad things do happen, but people from all over the world wanted to make sure that our lives are restored, and now we have a home. And so, yes, bad things happen, but it brings out the good in so many people. So I'm happy to be here today because it's because of you that we're able to change lives, not just during times of refugees transitioning or after a disaster, but for the long haul, we're doing health, education, agriculture. We're making lives better daily. We are helping to change lives, but not what we think, but we as the United Church of Christ are working in partnerships with local folks, no matter where that local place is, to make sure that we are there to be a friend, to be a partner, to just answer a need. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.